Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And joining us today again is Jan Peterzelka, Master Gardener. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's always fun to be here.
Well, the Master Gardeners are really busy this weekend. You guys are going to be at the home show there at the Convention Center downtown. And give us a brief overview of what you guys are going to be up to all weekend.
Well, there's all sorts of cool things. We have our information tables. And for some reason, I think we kind of tend to back off on our gardening in the fall when, in fact, it's really an awesome time. So let me encourage everybody to go there and stop by our table, pick up our bookmarks and any information that you might need. And we also are going to have a series of awesome talks on stage by different people that have some expertise in specific areas. We're going to do, Marianne McCravey is going to talk on bugs, and Jim Hastings is going to talk about soils. Doc Stalker and Bev Clark are going to talk on Sunday, Doc, about lawns, getting ready to put your lawn to bed, if you will, for the winter. That doesn't mean that you're going to neglect it.
That's
but
right.
He'll teach you how to care for it. And Bev will talk about one of our newest subjects that we're excited about, and that's vermicomposting.
You've been telling us stories about vermicomposting. Yes.
Yeah, we're worm mamas. That's what we call ourselves. And I will tell you that vermicomposting, they call it the black gold of composting, and I've been using it in my garden just recently. You can purchase bags. We're working on developing our own, but it's a wonderful medium for boosting up your garden.
I know Denise isn't a big fan of the worms.
I respect worms as composters, as part of the entire food web, but I prefer not to handle them. Like, I want to see them working their magic in the garden or in the compost bin, but I won't even touch them. I won't even, like, bait my kids' fishing hooks when we go fishing. So I'm good.
That's why she
I'm
has
good.
Us, because we will handle the worms, and then the end result is the worm castings, and that's what the black gold is. So she won't have to handle worms.
That's worm poo for those of us who don't know what castings are.
I know. Well, I was trying to be a lady here for change, but it truly is great. And then I'm missing one talk. I forgot.
Well, let's go over the talks.
Over
that vermicomposting talk is going to be tomorrow, Sunday, at 1:30 p.m. So if people find themselves in that convention center around that time, it'd be really interesting talk about vermicomposting. But the talk that's happening today, the first one today, is at 1:30. And as you were saying, Marianne McCravey, she's going to be talking about good bugs and bad bugs. And unfortunately, too many people around here think that all bugs are bad bugs, but there are a lot of good bugs around
here. Most bugs are good bugs, and there's nobody better to talk about this. She's a retired science teacher and has recently finished our integrated pest management specialist
terrific.
Training. And I've never seen anybody get so excited about bugs in all my life. The woman, we try and catch them, or we'll tell her, there's one over there, Marianne, go get it. And she's just awesome. She'll really present some good information for you.
Oh, that's great. And the next talk happening at 2:30 is Jim Hastings. He's also got he's got some colorful topics always to talk about. And getting dirty is the topic of his talk at 2:30. And he means literally getting dirty, like down in the dirt, right?
Exactly. Well, and knowing our soils is so important. People don't stop to think about that.
Right.
You know, I always ask people, do you like azaleas? And they say, oh, yes, yes. And I say, you have to move to Dallas. And that's the thing about Jim. He's got such a wide variety of experience and knowledge. He's great with native plants. And so he'll be talking a lot about those kinds of things.
So it's not really like the weather conditions, not how hot it is, but really the soil that you have.
Yeah, your soil conditions. I mean, and that's much your soil pH. So the acidity in your soil really makes a big difference on that. A lot of times that's why a lot of plants just normally struggle. If they're sold in larger nurseries, chain nurseries around town, and they always struggle, and it's really not so much the heat or the water that you put on, but essentially a lot of times that soil, we have slightly alkaline soils and very poor organic matter in our soils as well. So all of that contributes to the fact of what we can grow here. And then also speaking to my colleagues in East Texas, they say, oh, we have four different types of clay. And I just say, that's wonderful, but look at my soil map here. I mean, we have everything from non-existent soil up at the base of the mountain all the way down to the really heavy clay soil near the river. So, I mean, we have that really diverse amount of soil. So it's a really interesting talk, and it kind of puts things into perspective of what you can and maybe what you should grow in your area, even around town.
So that's at 2:30 today. And then at 3:30, Rex Morris is going to talk about self-watering containers. Is this something like where you go on vacation and the container waters itself?
Pretty much. Ah. And it's a relatively new thing that we've introduced in our Master Gardener Association here lately. And Rex is great with it, and he will show you how to construct one. I mean, all you need is, for $5, you can make a self-watering container. And it is great because if you're going out of town for a few days, these containers will water your plants for you.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That way you don't have to rely on your neighbors or your, family and stuff. And so that's and that's always a fun discussion. And there's a multitude of ways to make those. And he'll go over some of those.
Great.
And yeah, they're fun to do.
That's at 3:30 today, and that's the end of the talks for today at the Convention Center. But you guys are back again tomorrow. And Jan, like you were saying, the vermicomposting talk is at 1:30 tomorrow with Beverly Clark and Worms, Worms, Worms.
Worms, Worms. And she also, besides the vermicomposting, Bev has just recently completed specialist training in composting. So she's very knowledgeable about composting in general.
Oh,
and a very passionate gardener. So she'll have a lot of fun. And I think she'll probably have her mini-me worm bin that she takes with her. So you'll be able to see these little critters in action. And Denise will be standing on the other side of the room. But that's okay. She, we all have our thing.
Well, we actually did a vermicomposting show some time ago.
We did.
So if people go to the Good to Grow archives at ktep.org, you can actually hear us talk a little bit more in depth about that.
It's fun.
Well, at 2:30, the final talk tomorrow is Doc Stalker talking about full lawn care. And again, because the weather's cooling down doesn't mean you have to ignore your lawn.
Exactly. And Doc's another outstanding speaker, former officer of the association, very knowledgeable, has been in different states. He was in Florida before, and so he has a really good knowledge base, and he's probably our best lawn guru, wouldn't you say, Denise?
Yeah, he loves just talking about lawns.
Yeah.
So
very
it's really
thorough.
Great. So a really great pool of speakers that we have for these talks. And even if you don't catch any of these talks out there, the Master Gardeners will be having their educational booth the entire duration of the Convention Center. So we encourage you to bring a sample. If you want to look at identify a plant, bring that in a nice little Ziploc bag. If you want to take some photos, bring your phone with you. Snap some photos before you go into the Convention Center. We'll be able to have Master Gardeners there ask your questions, do a little mini plant clinic, if you will. And it is a full family experience out there. We do have Kids Activity Corner, where we have a lot of our retired educators get so excited when they talk about, teaching kids about gardening, and they have a lot of different activities that are really interactive, and they get to learn stuff and they get little prizes. So it's, it's fun for everyone. So definitely don't go to the home show without visiting the Master Gardener
booth.
There you go. So it's a great event, and we do this twice a year. So definitely come out here and visit us.
And I have the schedule of the talks, by the way, posted on the Good to Grow page.
Good. And to piggyback on what Denise was saying about the Kids Corner, they're actually going to get to transplant some beans and some radishes. So
fun.
Those will be there. And, a little hands-on digging in the dirt for these
kids.
Kiddos.
Love to get dirty.
Absolutely.
Right? Their parents maybe not so much. So if you're going to the home show, don't dress your kids in white.
No. it's great to watch them. And this is how it starts. I mean, gardeners start early, and we plant that seed, pardon the pun, in our kids' minds when we do have these activities, and it's always well attended, and I think the kids have a good, so they'll have something to take home with them.
Well, Denise, you were saying earlier that the Master Gardeners are experimenting with a few vegetables, and I know that you guys have a test garden and you try out a lot of different things, and I understand you're trying out Asian vegetables.
Yeah, we are. You know what? Fall is definitely the season for green vegetables. And it's really nice to be able to introduce new types of vegetables that we don't normally think of, kind of go into this, this kind of like safety zone. Like, well, I eat this and I'm going to,
Yeah, you think
grow
squash,
that.
Tomatoes, lettuce, spinach.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to look at all the different types of vegetables that you can actually grow. And we're doing this trial in conjunction. It is a vegetable trial. So we are evaluating the performance of how they do in El Paso, the yield, how much comes out of them. And how will they're going to be pest resistant or disease resistant as well. So it is a trial in the fact that we're collecting data on their performance, but it's really a nice way to be able to showcase different types of vegetables for our area. And you'd be amazed on our beds that we have. I mean, we pack these veggies really tight into a fairly small bed. I mean, think about your bed is 4x8. And we put about, I want to say about 48 to 72 different plants in there. So it is a full house on there. But that's what we're trying to do, is maximize the space to be able to see what you can grow in a smaller area. We also had some leftover plants that didn't make the cut, if you will, in the bed trial. So we kind of mixed them all together in like a little smorgasbord in our raised containers and our repurposed tires and our plastic containers. So maybe somebody that doesn't have raised beds or access to that can still grow a nice selection of different greens in a smaller area. So we're really excited. It's going to run through the entire winter time. So they went into the ground last Monday, and they'll be there all throughout the winter. We're looking to take them out by February. But if you'd like and you're interested, please stop by and visit the garden any Monday or Thursday morning.
And that's at Escarate, right?
It is at Escarate, yes, right near our extension office. And then when we get closer to the date to our harvest, we'll take everybody out for a field day.
Hey.
And go out there and look and hopefully taste some of these veggies that are growing out there. So
yeah, you know, I guess it would be fun to just experiment to see what would grow, you know, a non-traditional type of vegetable you normally wouldn't see around here. And you guys are doing all the research. And
for sure.
But then what do you do with all that bok choy?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, definitely there's always those room for those specialty crops and those little niche crops that don't necessarily need a lot of production, a lot of, you know, high volume area to grow, but to get a return on your investment. So we hope to kind of inspire backyard gardeners or even small producers wanting to kind of break into the market on that. So let us do all the trial, let us do the work, and we'll share that with you. So don't forget, it's a teaching and demonstration garden. So it's there for you, for the community out there.
So we've talked about some of the non-traditional Asian vegetables you guys are trying out, but you know, the more traditional greens like chard and kale and spinach, it's a great time to be putting those in the ground, right?
It is. It is. And I think spinach is probably the one that we know the best, but
yeah.
Kale's become a very, very, kale and chard have both become very, very popular. And there's all sorts of things to do. Of course, you can eat them in your salads, but sauteing them lightly is just, you know, makes a meal for you. And you can add different things. So I think those are really growing in popularity. And of course, spinach is always just wonderful.
I think I've had kale once, and I've seen kale chips.
They're delicious.
Are
they? They are.
Okay.
Yeah,
they just look weird. I don't know.
Well, and frying is not the best thing to do,
yeah,
health-wise.
Frying greens normally isn't something that you would
think
to do.
But I will tell you, I had them one day at a restaurant in Durango, Colorado, and they fried them, and they were absolutely delicious. They melt in your mouth. Of course, the grease is not the best. But I asked the guy, and he said, "We get the secret is to get the grease very, very hot." And they were fantastic.
That's
so
pretty great.
So give it a shot. Maybe we could do the same thing with a bok choy. I'm not.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The demonstration garden.
There
we'll get
you
the,
go.
Get the walk out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, bad pun.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but we want to invite our listeners to head on down to the home show to go visit the Master Gardeners there at the Convention Center downtown. And we want to thank you so much for listening today. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. And of course, thank you, Jan Peterzelka, for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And once again, thank you for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.